It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Standing on the promises of Christ our King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, promises of God, my Savior, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail.
You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. So I want to specially welcome you to the time of our devotion. So if you are still doing one or two things, I want you to get your mind and heart ready for an encounter with God. God has something to tell us this morning, so I want you to get your hearts prepared. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and if this is your first time of joining us, I'd like to specially welcome you because right here on this show is where God gets to talk to us. So if you've been finding it difficult to maintain a healthy and balanced devotion and relationship with Christ, here is another opportunity for you to be able to tune in your spirit, like spirit to spirit. So I'd like to specially welcome you, and especially if you've come here with lots of questions on your mind. You have a lot of things that are going through your mind right now, and you don't even know who to share it with or what to do next. On the show, God has new things for us every single morning. That is why this is just a place to be. And if you are so frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So share the word, spread the news, share the link. Share the message. Let everyone that you care about be on this platform. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Before we go into the word for today, you know what we do before the word. We have to thank God for the special grace and the miracle of being alive every single day. It's a gift and it's a miracle. Just take a second of your time to appreciate the Redeemer, Comforter, Provider, Sustainer, Protector. As many words as you can remember Him by, just begin to appreciate Him for this special privilege of being alive this morning. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for preserving us. Thank you for watching over us through the night. Accept our thanks, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says committing God. Committing God. Today is Friday, October 11, 2024. The 11th day of October 2024. And we'll be looking at a topic that says committing God. Our aim today is in 21, standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Matthew chapter 27 to chapter 28. Matthew from chapter 27 to chapter 28. And our memory verse is taken from Psalm 138. Verse 2, Psalm 138 verse 2, which says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Psalm 138 verse 2, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 4 to 8. Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 4 to 8. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 4 it says, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The voice said, cry out, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. Today, our manual says, do you know it is possible to commit God to do some things for you and leave him with no choice but to do them? Psalm 115 verse 3 says that God is sovereign. He does as he pleases. But if you know him well, you can position yourself such that the Almighty will do what you want. Going by today's memory verse, if you can find what God's word says about what you want and align yourself with it, he will be committed to doing his part. For example, Psalm 75 from verse 6 to 7 says that promotion comes from God. 1 Samuel chapter 2 from verse 7 to 8 also says that God decides whom to raise and whom to bring down. Since you know this, the question now becomes, how do I get God to promote me? The answer is in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6. Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. It continues to say, therefore, if you notice that it seems like it is taking a long time for God to promote you, then you can make up your mind to be humble. Once you are humble, you will be committed to exalting you in order to fulfill his word. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 29 says that if you are diligent in your business, you will stand before kings. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 24 also says that the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. Therefore, if you want to get to the very top, you must add diligence to your humility and it aligns with God's word. It will raise you so high that you will be in the category of kings. You can get God to do what you want if you do what he wants. The devil, however, also knows this principle. When it doesn't want God to do something for you, it tempts you to do something wrong so that it can accuse you before God and commit God not to bless you. This is why Revelation chapter 12 verse 10 calls him the accuser of the brethren. He knows that God will not go against his word, so he tempts you into committing sin and accuses you before God. This is why it is foolish to obey the one who has decided to destroy you by committing sin. When next the devil tempts you, tell him, I refuse to be a fool. Beloved, never give the devil the opportunity to use God's word against you. Rather, use God's word to your favor by always praying according to his will. Today's Open Heaven comes with a reflection that says, are you doing the things that will commit God to bless you and answer your prayers? Thank you for staying tuned. If this Open Heaven has blessed you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody, you can do that by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisewellersradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to share, listen to, or download. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com or on our mobile app, Praise Palace Radio, on Play Store and Apple Store. We have other exciting shows running throughout the day. It promises to be exciting. It promises to be inspiring. Thanks for staying tuned to hear my voice again. Till we gather for another word from the mind of God. You can know. Have a beautiful day. This far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.